Honda's a manufacturer that has had a resurgence of late with a host of new cars and designs. At the forefront of the brand revitalization is the CR-V SUV. Honda launched a 7-seat version in January this year, and Rob Fraser has spent a week in one.
There aren't many SUVs, especially in that mid-size segment, that I can squeeze my hefty 190cm frame into the back seat with any degree of dignity. The CR-V is one exception. I can sit comfortably back there with the wide opening doors and high roofline making for easy access. The boot is cavernous and there is an abundance of front seat room. Honda decided to add two extra seats to this equation. As a 7-seat wagon, the CR-V is compromised. The rear seats are definitely in the very occasional category use, and even then only for those that are horizontally challenged. I didn't even try to fit, as the ambulance drivers would have died laughing when they used the jaws of life trying to extract me. Not all cars have to be everything to all people. For a touch under $43,000 plus the usual costs, there are possibly a number of other options that may suit the 7-seat need better. But as a 5-seat family wagon, the CR-V makes a lot of sense.
Before you buy your next new car, check out carreviewcentral.com.au. At carreviewcentral.com.au, you'll find easy-to-read, easy-to-understand, unbiased new car reviews. We want to help you get exactly the right car for you. Carreviewcentral.com.au. Ready for you now and whenever a new car is on your agenda.